Hi, this is Ashish from Plugged In, and I have with me Anand Morzaria. He's the founder of Pennywise Solutions, the company behind Tolmolbul. Hey, welcome, Anand.
Hi, Ashish, and thanks for having me on this conversation. It's been wonderful having a chat with you and also the post that you've put across on Plugged.
Hey, Anand. So I have split the podcast in two parts, Tolmolbul and entrepreneurship, and you know your experiences so far. Let's start off with Tolmolbul. So my first question is, what kind of research did you actually went through before coming up with the idea of, you know, a city-specific service? And I'm not talking about a Gartner report or, you know, the standard reports, but it's basically, you know, what kind of insights did you actually been through?
Yeah, true. I mean, we didn't go through exactly Gartner reports and didn't have a consultant on board from, let's say,
right,
McKinsey or someone. I think initially we started looking at the concept of doing a product, and we had various options which we wanted to think of. We just got onto the drawing board and put on approximately, I think we had 17 different ideas we wanted to work on.
Oh, wow.
And we had a team, and all of us sat down together, and we just put like some sort of an Excel table on the whiteboard.
Mm-hmm.
We put across some parameters of what we felt were our strengths and our weaknesses. And against it, we matched across all the various ideas. And finally, we thought that the local market in terms of local reviews, local search, and the neighborhood area,
yep,
was something that had a major potential, primarily because the idea was actually being driven because of the fact that there was not a single service or a product that could give the internet audience in India any dependable information when it comes to knowing their neighborhoods or cities or towns. I would like to highlight over here that, for example, in the US, you
mm-hmm.
might have a lot of vertical portals.
Right.
They might be over reviews like Yelp or probably on classifieds like Craigslist.
Yep.
Also on local Q&A and social networks. But I think these verticals are still missing in India.
Exactly.
That probably brought us to the area where we thought that there is a tremendous opportunity in this market.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's how we started off exploring Tolmolbul in terms of taking out a product where we could combine a lot of these features which could be very relevant to a person who belongs to a specific city or a neighborhood.
Yep.
We also believe that there were some of these services that are being catered by some of the other portals in India. But I would say a lot of these portals do not actually have a pan-India presence. And
right,
that gave us a bigger opportunity to explore something which could allow us to cover various towns and cities in India.
Okay. So here is my candid question on, you know, driving the community. So when I reviewed Tolmolbul, one of my concern area was that there are a few cities which are, you know, kind of empty.
Yeah.
So how do you guys actually plan to drive that entire community? You know, are you, for example, going after a few top cities and then, you know, penetrating into others, or you are expecting others, other, you know, city people to start the conversation?
Yeah, a good question, Ashish. I think we initially had this plan where we thought we will roll out city by city.
Mm-hmm.
And we later actually decided against that, and we thought we would allow users to come on from any city.
Okay.
And even if we do not have data or content available,
uh-huh,
we have built in the features wherein the users could actually add their own content to the extent that they could even add the business.
Okay.
Tolmolbul, yeah, currently it is in a beta stage, and as you rightly pointed out, there are cities where there is hardly any activity, and there are cities where there is major activity,
yep,
happening. What we are currently doing is that we are allowing a lot of feedback coming in from our user community, and we are currently building on the requirements as per the requirements of our users.
Mm-hmm.
So we believe that the concept itself is going to be a perpetual innovation.
Yep.
And we would have to constantly keep looking at what the community wants in terms of the features and products. In terms of growing it across the various cities, we are currently in the process of what we are building is called as the neighborhood gurus. So we are recruiting neighborhood gurus across various cities in India.
What do you mean by neighborhood gurus? Could you explain?
Yeah, we are looking at engaging users across various towns and cities,
uh-huh,
and to drive these communities of users to actually use the services and leverage from the fact that they could derive a lot of benefit on the portal. We are looking at recruiting individuals who would help us drive the community They would initiate conversations on these portals.
Okay.
They would also help any user to overcome any obstacle they might have in using the portal or in reaching out to other users.
Okay.
So we are building this entire team of neighborhood gurus. Currently, we have built across 7 cities in India, and we are hoping to probably take this across to at least 50 cities in India in the next 8 to 10 months.
Okay. So question on that. These guys, you know, they belong to Tolmulbul company, or, you know, is it that from the user base itself, you select somebody and, you know, you kind of train that guy?
Yeah, it's two-way. We would like them to be realistically how they would use the service as a user.
Exactly.
But yes, they do get recruited on behalf of the company.
Okay.
Yes, they do. We do also have a very powerful social network in Tolmulbul, which actually differentiates us from a lot of service providers. And we believe that the social network is not in terms of really identifying who your friend is or posting a hello, hi message to him.
Right.
We basically are trying to leverage on using the logistics of a social network to keep the users around the portal and actually drive more information and benefits towards the user. We believe that this particular concept of having a social network built onto a local neighborhood portal would allow us to virally grow when it reaches a tipping point in terms of the registration.
Yep.
I would also like to highlight over here, Ashish, that we have, for example, users using a feature on our site called the Bowl. And this is more like a Q&A section, or more like you can raise a question across or receive any feedback on anything you want.
Yep.
And we are seeing users actually putting across questions right from they wanting to buy a two-wheeler in a city to someone actually asking about where they could go on a weekend to a temple to spend a peaceful evening. So it's as wide as that.
Yep. And, you know, if it grows, you know, there's a huge set of question base that, you know, any standard Q&A company cannot even think of.
Exactly. Actually, we were in talks with one of the businesses locally here in Hyderabad, who has shown a very good interest on the whole concept that we're having. And they were very interested in actually being passed on the queries and leads where they want to come on to the system as a user themselves.
Okay.
Fully known to the portal and to the community that this is a business provider as a user. And they would be able to give more information. So if I'm getting a query on the portal where people want to know about a two-wheeler and which two-wheeler is great,
yeah,
I'm sure that a good showroom in the city would want to take that as a lead.
Yep, exactly.
So that is something we are hoping would definitely catch up, and I'm sure that the users would also benefit when all of these businesses are ready to respond to them.
Yeah, that's very interesting. So my next question on success criteria of Tolmulbul. So, you know, how do you define the criteria that, you know, this venture is a success or not?
Okay.
It's very difficult to, you know, answer this question, but, you know, at the end of the day, you have to kind of decide that it's a success and, you know, you want to continue or not, things like
definitely,
that.
Definitely, definitely. I would agree that, and before I would like to say anything on the parameters of how we would like to build on success, we are currently looking at building a lot of promotions and schemes throughout the year for rewarding our community. And we are trying to come out with some sort of a unique promotional campaign for that, where we would be able to reward the user community based on the contribution they are making towards the portal and towards answering any other queries. So that, I think, is going to add a lot of value. We are also looking at building a lot of information in terms of new features, where we are looking at getting something on the local deals coming across, which are very specific to a neighborhood or locality.
Yeah.
But the approach we are taking over here is that we would like to engage the businesses to come onto the system and offer these deals, rather than we picking up deals from a newspaper or a TV commercial or the users picking up the deals and posting it across. So I believe that if the business actually comes onto the system and gives a deal, the credential and the value of that and the perceived notion with across the user community is going to be much higher.
Yes, but Anand, here is another question on this. So most of the businesses are offline.
Yeah.
Right? You know, I'm talking about a business, you know, for example, you know, there's a mobile deal going on for Nokia, let's say Nokia phones.
Yes.
So, you know, most of these deals are either online or, you know, or in the regular media like newspaper, or offline. So how do you plan to, you know, get a share of the offline deals?
Okay. We are working out some sort of modules,
mm-hmm.
And on a test basis, we are going to be launching a feature we want to test out with one of the businesses
uh-huh.
of being able to get them onto the system, and whenever they release any deal, they would be able to update on their own
okay.
the portal, the same deal,
mm-hmm.
number one. Two, we are looking at trying to engage the use of mobile to actually redeem or use a particular deal. With a very simple and a very friendly type of a user-friendly type of a system where
mm-hmm.
the business also knows that this particular deal is being redeemed by a user who is
okay.
actually going through this because he's seen my deal
yep.
and he knows what I'm offering. And
mm-hmm.
the user would actually be able to just walk in with his mobile phone and get the deal.
Okay.
So we are looking at building these type of features in terms of giving a very simple way of actually redeeming the deals.
It's more like mobile coupons, right?
It is more like mobile coupons, but in a much simpler manner.
Yeah, okay.
We are also very close to coming up with the launch of a feature that we have been working in the last couple of months. It's going to be the maps feature.
Uh-huh.
So we are going to be rolling this out in a staged manner, initially with a couple of metros coming into the play first.
Mm-hmm.
So you would actually be able to pick the service provider on the portal and be able to locate him on the map.
Okay.
And you will also be able to drill down information in terms of identifying other service providers in that area.
Oh, wow. Yeah, so I think that's going to
yeah.
be a real value add.
Yes. So that is something which the team is really working hard on, and we are very excited about that feature being launched. I'm sure that we would have some review coming back from you as well. On
yep. So what's your funding state? I mean, are you self-funded or you guys are looking for funding?
Okay. Currently, we are really not looking for funding.
Mm-hmm.
We have a business, as you mentioned, Pennywise Solutions.
Yep.
So we are actually driving some of our cash flows towards funding the current requirements.
Wow, that's very interesting.
We actually would like to walk a real tight rope and see how far we can take this without actually getting anybody to come in terms of putting in money or
mm-hmm.
funding this venture. And I believe that till you really face the difficulties at that level,
yeah.
you might not really understand what is going to come your way down the line 2 years or 3 years.
Yep, exactly.
So, yeah, I think we're going to continue funding this for some time till we are like really out of money and we need money very badly.
Okay.
I think on your previous question, Ashish,
mm-hmm.
All on the success parameters,
yep.
So I would say that we basically have identified a few metrics.
Mm-hmm.
In identifying where our success is going to be. And I think across the next 3 or 4 years, these metrics are going to change.
Yep.
I think in this current year, I would say for at least another 10 months, we would be basing our success more on trying to see how we could get users to adapt to our system, probably building a much more comprehensive database of local businesses,
okay.
Which is something that we are very, very strongly focused on right now.
Mm-hmm.
Also meeting certain internal targets that we have on the number of reviews and experiences that are being shared on the portal.
Right.
So that, I think, is the type of metric that we are laying in terms of measuring our success. Probably, I think, in the next year or so, we would be looking more at partnering with various businesses and also probably licensing content
uh-huh.
To other service providers. I think in terms of bridging across these partnerships, I think we would measure our success at a later stage more on these partnerships.
Yeah.
And yeah, on the longer term, if you ask me, the success is more going to be if somebody wants to search for local information or know anything in his neighborhood,
mm-hmm.
if they would identify one portal and that's tollmobile.com, then I think, yes, we have probably done what we've set for.
Yep. Okay. What's the funder behind Tollmobile, the name?
Okay. We just were thinking of the whole service model, and
uh-huh.
we were more looking at this completely being driven by the user. So it's more of trying to get anybody to weigh, value, and speak out about anything.
Okay.
So that's why we came out with the Soul, Mole, and Bowl.
Yeah, that's very interesting. Actually, it's a very catchy name.
Yeah, thanks.
Okay, Anand, let's switch gears and talk about your entrepreneurial journey. And let's start off with your overall experience of starting up on your own, the kind of new things that you have learned, you know, things which you otherwise wouldn't have even, you know, cared about.
Okay. I think a lot of things to learn. Probably we would have to spend a day over the call, I think, to recollect so many things over the last 3 or 4 years. I think one thing that comes really forefront of my mind was mm-hmm. when we started off was the fact that being a graduate from a really reputed college and mm-hmm. having worked in good organizations and doing something on your own, we realized one thing is that you need to be very down to earth and you need to be very humble in what you're doing as a job.
Yep.
And I think we started off and we didn't have the resources and the money to actually have anybody to clean up our desks or offices mm-hmm. or even our computers. So I think that was one major learning where we really learned that any type of a job when you're doing and when you're starting off a business is not something that you should feel ashamed of or is not something that you should be scared of. So I think that was a major learning on the first or second day of starting off. We had to literally take the broom and sweep the floor.
Cool.
So yeah, that was a major learning. I think over the years we've learned a lot of things in terms of understanding where the market is going, in terms of keeping yourself updated about new technologies.
Yep.
In terms of being really flexible and adapting to scenarios and situations.
Uh-huh.
I have seen one of my other friends who had started off a venture which was to do more in terms of the automobile industry, where there were certain very restrictive feelings about what he should do. And I believe that it did not succeed because he was not really ready to adapt or leave his idea a little bit behind and change the concept.
Okay, so you're talking about unlearning and, you know,
yes.
At times, you know, it's more like entrepreneurship, it's more like giving up things yes. and, you know, taking on something else.
Yes. A lot of the times when you start off, you have a lot of things which are very close to your heart.
Yeah.
And it is difficult to give them off. But I think you need to understand the business scenarios and mm-hmm. situations and really be very flexible to understand every situation that comes your way and create the opportunities. I also believe that a lot of things that we learned were on the marketing side and on the sales side as well.
Yeah, in fact, I was actually about to ask that question on, you know, being a typical geek. So how did you actually learn, you know, about acquiring these kind of skill sets?
I think it's... many of these things start coming to you and you actually start learning from a lot of mistakes, mm-hmm. a lot of mistakes. And I wouldn't say that we were people who got everything right on day one or day 100 also. Even now, I would say we are learning a lot of things every day. But I think on the marketing and sales side, we've learned a lot of things in terms of understanding how to cost your projects or products,
uh-huh.
how to sell a service, how to probably even draft a proposal or a presentation.
Yep.
If you're walking into a meeting, what not to say and what to say, or probably understanding the psyche of the person who is probably wanting to do business with you.
Yep.
So I think these things do come across as and how you start experiencing a lot of opportunities that come your way.
Mm-hmm.
And I think we've learned a lot of things on the sales and marketing side. And I would like to clearly say that any opportunity that you get, I think whether it is having a private conversation with somebody or your uncle who's coming down,
uh-huh.
I would even take that opportunity to talk to him about the company and sell him something. So I think that is something you need to do.
Okay. So do share some of the goof-ups or mistakes that you guys committed in, you know, right from the initial days to till date.
Okay. I would say we've been fortunate, at least on Tolmolbol, that we've not really had any major stopovers or any major technical issues or goof-ups.
Uh-huh.
And I think that is, I would like to give the credit to Ritesh and the entire technology team that we have over here for that.
Mm-hmm.
But I think a lot of goof-ups that we have initially done were more in terms of understanding what a customer needs or understanding the requirements of anybody. Sometimes a lot of people expect everything to be understood when it is just emailed or you're having a conversation. And in the early stage, you're very excited to take on a job.
Yep.
So you actually don't look into the details of a lot of things and you're more excited taking up the job and trying to do it. And you do miss out on the nitty-gritties and you do miss out on a lot of factors which you actually have not perceived
mm-hmm.
and were not actually clearly told to you, but the client is expecting it out of you.
Yep.
So I think that was one major learning, at least in our first year, where we started building a process in terms of clearly documenting the entire stage of all our customers and their requirements and clarifications. And I think that was something we've started adopting, and we've been quite successful at doing that. I think other goof-ups have been in terms of probably you have a customer calling you or asking you for a response, and you probably are too busy handling a lot of other work and you forget to get a response across. Not that it is something which is very, very urgent, but in spite of it, you're delayed and you don't respond to a customer on time.
Yeah.
I think that is something we've learned is something we should never do.
Wow.
Whatever happens, you can stop eating, you can stop sleeping, but you have to ensure that you respond to your client.
Okay, that's interesting. Okay, my last question on your tips to, you know, budding entrepreneurs and, you know, guys who have a lot of ideas, a lot of dreams, but, you know, they are kind of scared to actually get into something which is unknown.
Okay. I would not like to brag over here.
Yeah.
But, just yesterday I was at a small talk which I had given at an academy over here, which is called the Loyola Academy.
Uh-huh.
This was in association with NE and the National Entrepreneurship Network.
Okay, yeah.
It was a wonderful 2-hour session I had an opportunity with the students over there.
Mm-hmm.
And some of these same questions were asked over there. So there are a few pointers which we have experienced and which we have gone through, which I would definitely put across as tips. One, I think, is to get going when you start thinking about an idea or when you really are in the excitement of doing something.
Yep.
I think you need to really start get going, and I think when you start off, you probably have covered half of your journey.
Yeah.
Even the smallest of thing you do when you have started off will open up a whole new world of possibilities and opportunities. And it's unimaginable when you really start off. Second, I would like to add is probably to take responsibility and take it very seriously.
Mm-hmm.
Even when you're starting off or even at a later stage, if you're on a break or on a leave, or even if you're probably getting married and you're in between exchanging your wedding rings,
yep.
If you get a call, take it. I would probably advise everybody to take that call, take the business very seriously.
You're still not married, right?
I am.
Okay.
Sir, as I was saying to you just earlier, was to be very flexible in your approach and process. Be
uh-huh.
open to change. Be open to adapting to any type of situation. I would say not to shy away from marketing or selling your products or services anywhere, anytime. People might just, as everyone keeps saying, it does not matter who you know or what you know. I truly believe when we say what matters is everyone knows what you're doing. And that,
yeah.
I think, is a very important factor. I think you need to be persistent, not be let down by failures. You need to keep on the job always, learn every minute that you're on your job.
Mm-hmm.
Even when you're not on your job, you're still learning.
Yep.
And I think a crucial factor of being persistent is that you should not make the same mistake twice. You need to note them down that, yes, this mistake was committed, and you need to learn it and make sure that you don't do it again.
Yep.
I think you need to be patient, very patient, because a lot of times the excitement actually just flows through you and your adrenaline is pumping, but you need to be patient. Sometimes the results don't come and it takes time.
Yeah.
But I think patience is something that all entrepreneurs should start looking for. Every now and then, what I basically do, and my team over here, my entire co-founding team, what we do is we basically take some time off from the daily routine.
Uh-huh.
We pick off areas of the business or challenging areas or issues that we have had, and we try to evolve a process of constantly changing that and being innovative and correcting it. So I believe strategizing by taking probably an hour or half hour every day from your normal routine work or your normal business day and seeing what is actually happening to your business in a very global perspective helps you really strategize a lot.
Oh, that's actually pretty nice piece of tips, I would say.
Yeah, I would like to probably the last two or three pointers over here would be really be business-minded. I mean, you're not in the business of charity.
Yep.
I think you need to be really, really focused on your business and be business-minded to the extent that, I mean, if you're lending business money to even your dad,
mm-hmm.
make sure you charge him the interest.
Okay.
You need to be that shrewd and business-minded when you're running your business.
Yep.
Last couple of points probably would be maybe a real factor that has been an influence to all of us is that you need to have a real good team and a great team to work with. You need to have wonderful people to be with you.
Yep.
Because you're going to spend so much time day in and day out running your business that it's very important that the people around you are just great. I personally believe that I have been very lucky in this particular aspect.
Okay.
I think, yeah, finally is probably pay yourself. Make sure that you are earning something and you're being paid. How much ever difficult it is trying to take some money out and pay yourself, it's just a wonderful feeling to have money in your bank account.
Yep.
So, yeah, I would say there should be a lot many more tips, which I'm sure that a lot of people would be giving. But, yeah, these are some of the things that we have probably seen.
Yep, and pretty candid tips, I would say, you know. So, yep, so that brings us to the end of this episode. Thanks, Anand. Thanks for your time and wonderful conversation we had.
Thanks, Ashish. It's entirely our pleasure to have been given this opportunity and really share what we are probably thinking and what we want to do in the future.
Yep. All the best to your team and Tol Mol Bull as well as Pennywise.
Sure. Thank you very much. And we will stay tuned to Plugged.
Yep.